Hello, or better, let me say Merry Christmas, since this episode of Faith to Live By will first post on Christmas Day 2024. I'm Pam Christian, the host of this weekly podcast, where I seek to help us make sense out of current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective, and with the way things have been going since the November United States presidential election, we have a great deal to consider and be in serious prayer about as God continues to direct world affairs. I think this Christmas 2024 is going to prove to be a most unique Christmas, not necessarily on December 25th, but the time around this special holiday. Because of what God has been revealing since early 2020, because of the revelations of evil and corruption the people of the world have come to realize they've been subjected to, and because of all God provided on that first Christmas over 2,024 years ago, I think Christmas this year is uniquely charged by God. God has been warning us for some time now that the enemy is still planning efforts to seek global power and control. The Bible is clear. The enemy seeks to change times and seasons. So why wouldn't the enemy plan his attack during the Christmas holiday when people are celebrating Jesus, the very one the enemy opposes? I am pre-recording this episode on December 15th, 10 days before Christmas. It's possible that the global event Barry Wunsch spoke of as my guest recently may have already begun by the time this posts. Additionally, previous guest Pastor David Scarlett has said he believed the United States would experience a near-death event, which could mean we will be without both power and communication. However, God has prophesied to us to know when the time of darkness comes, that it is He who is at work in our behalf. I'll look back in history and we'll find God does some of His greatest work in the midst of darkness. If you think about it, the point of Christ's conception in the womb of Virgin Mary took place in darkness, consummating the greatest gift God could ever give mankind, the offer of redemption, the hope of being restored into a right relationship with God the Father, through faith in Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit for all eternity. Based on that, let me ask you, with God having gone to such great lengths to secure our eternal future, do you really fear He will fail to secure our temporal realities? How is it that we are able to trust God for our eternal future, but have fear and doubt for our present-day circumstances? Amanda Grace is my guest today, and we will actually talk about several different matters, but the common theme in all is God's faithfulness that is best experienced by His faithful children. It's true, when God intervenes in the affairs of humanity, the whole world, including unbelievers, benefit. But those who benefit the most are those who have chosen to place themselves in willing submission to God. When you know God is love and ever faithful, is immutable and only and ever wanting what is best for His children, it is easy to choose to willingly submit to Him. And specific to this Christmas, I am confident in my spirit that God wants to bless His children with Christmas miracles, miracles in world events, and personal miracles of various types in individual lives. I have shared that my husband and I are personally enduring one of the greatest tests of faith ever, with our grown daughter being in ICU on advanced life support since December 2nd. We are drawing on every ounce of faith, standing on the promises of God written in the Bible and the promises that have been prophetically spoken over us for our daughter's miraculous healing and deliverance. Because the enemy of God has been forced to realize he is losing his power and control in the world, he is desperately trying everything he can to keep from losing. For this reason, I suspect many of you listening to this podcast are personally enduring something horrendous in addition to all that's going on in the world. I am imploring you not to give in, give up, or doubt. This is a time to take your stand with God for what looks impossible to us, with faith knowing with God nothing is impossible. A long time ago, I heard myself say, any time we give up on anything, we are giving up on God. People have quoted me on that, putting a greater demand on me to practice what I preach, which is actually a good thing. I've held out, believing God for miracles in the past, and God has not let me down. The life of our son at birth is one such example, yet I have many others. My guest today, Amanda Grace, is herself a walking miracle, as is her husband, Chris. Amanda was wheelchair-bound when her husband, Chris, cared for her until she was miraculously healed. Following, Chris experienced a traumatic brain injury, and Amanda now cares for him. Chris has miraculously recovered far beyond what the doctors expected, and we continue to believe for his full recovery. As you listen to our conversation, keep in mind the faithfulness of God and lift up to the Lord the different areas in your life and in the world where you would like to see God's miraculous intervention. Here's my conversation with Amanda Grace. Amanda Grace, what a very special time of year to have you on this program at Christmas and New Year. I'm just so grateful that you're available and that you will help me with my audience close out 2025 with our focus on Jesus Christ. Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here. Yeah, around this time of year. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about this time of year, Christmas. We know Jesus wasn't born on Christmas. We have a lot of people who have been giving you a bad time, apparently, for a Christmas tree that you have, which is in the frame of your pictures whenever you're doing your videos. And that is just not what we want, is it? We don't want to go down this road of legalism. Let's talk about that a little bit.
It's interesting because, you know, the tree I have in my office doesn't even have ornaments on it, and it's up till March. So I don't put trees up. I keep them up all winter because that is the only blessed green thing outside of my home in New York. And I'm being very serious about that. So I decorate for the season. So what's outside, I bring inside. And the light on the trees adds light into the home. I like light. I don't like darkness, especially in the winter when it gets dark at 4:30 here in New York. So we like to bring that in. And I'll tell people this, Jeremiah 10 is not about a Christmas tree. I have heard this argument many times. Jeremiah 10 is about a carved wooden idol of Baal, Molech, or the other false gods they used to worship, that is cast then in gold or silver, put in their homes or on a high place and prayed to and sacrificed to. That's what Jeremiah is speaking about. You know, when I tell people, you complain about Christmas trees, but the origin of the birthday cake came from Greece, where they would make a cake, put candles in it, pray to the gods on Mount Olympus to give that person a favorable year, blow out the candles. Now, that's not what we do today, but that's the origins of the birthday cake, as well as, you know, people don't have an issue using microwaves and Levi's jeans, but they're nowhere in scripture either. So, you know, we have to use wisdom and discernment. How we approach these things, because you can't yell about a tree, but then you're okay with everything like Valentine's Day and all these other things that go on. So we have to understand that. And we have to understand that we should be celebrating Jesus's birth every day and his death and resurrection for what he did, because it was the most enormous gift humanity could ever receive. And we know he was either born around the time of Passover or around the time of Rosh Hashanah. And by the time the wise men got to him, he was about 2 years old. So he wasn't a newborn by the time the wise men got to him. That's why Herod said, everybody two and under, the males I want to kill, because that gives you the context of the time frame. But this is a time of year, too, where people are just very giving and generous, right? You can feel it. You know, people just want to be generous and be a blessing. And yes, you know, of course, corporate America has over commercialized it and done all these things to it. But that doesn't mean we have to, you know, I understand Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals are amazing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, but and they're wonderful. But, you know, the context of it, too, is to be a cheerful giver and really shine the light of God into those dark places.
And I think, Amanda, this particular year, Christmas of 2024, given everything the world has experienced over the past 4+ years, the amount of corruption and evil that has surfaced, that God has revealed, because God wants to deal with it. He wants us to see him deal with it. With people having hope restored this year, unlike years past, I think there's a lot more generosity, a lot more deeper contemplations about Jesus and God and what this season really means, don't you?
Yes, I truly believe that, you know, and especially with what just happened in the nation. You know, we should be praising God for this enormous early Christmas present that we have gotten in this nation with this incredibly biblical election that has just happened. We should be praising the Lord for that right now during this time of year.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of the election, there's been a lot of activity for President Trump-elect with all that he's doing before he's ever been inaugurated, before it's ever been certified. I don't ever remember seeing this kind of activity from a president yet to be inaugurated. What do you make of all of this? I mean, I've got some opinions, but I'm not on the inner circle. I don't really know. What do you make of it from a spiritual perspective?
Well, you know, he has hit the ground running before he's ever been inaugurated, which is amazing. That's a great example, right, to the American people. You know, I will say this from a spiritual perspective, right? I have heard President Trump say more than once, "Well, people have said that my life was spared for, you know, this purpose." And that's all well and good, but we have to stop that at that point. With all due respect, Mr. President, God gave you the election and God spared your life. It's not people have said. It is the evidence of it and what have just happened that has to be ratified through your mouth. So we have to understand at some point we have to stop with people say, and I know God spared my life for a purpose. I know the Lord gave me this. You know, and that's not the easiest thing for an alpha male to do, and God normally takes them through a process in order for them to be able to come to that point. So we just have to pray for him with that too, because the fear of the Lord filled him when he hit the ground at Butler, Pennsylvania. That's what filled him, which is the beginning of wisdom. That is what makes the room for the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to come in and fill that person at the appointed time.
God has spoken through you and other prophets about concern for some of the people who are part of Trump's inner circle, that they may not be on the up and up. They may be ill-advising him for their own plans, evil plans. And I've been very concerned about that. I've asked my audience members to pray that only those approved by God will actually be working with President
Yes.
Trump. What about you? What has the Lord said to you about some of these appointees that President Trump is announcing?
You know, in a time of transition, right, there is a sifting and a shakeup first before transition. And we're seeing that to a degree. But I believe, based on words the Lord has had me put out, right, that within the first 3 months, you are going to see God sift these appointments. And you're going to see Almighty God sift these appointments because you have some broken people being appointed to positions who also have a dangerous combination of being intellectuals. And broken and intellectuals can make messes very fast because they can be influenced, A, by the kingdom of darkness easily, because intellectuals have a very hard time wrapping their head around who God is and faith, you know, the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for, right? They have a very hard time with that because they have to see, you know, they are visionaries to a degree. Right? But they have a very hard time with the concept of faith and God and who he is without over intellectualizing him into a box. You know, that's first of all. And secondly, you can't appoint intellectuals when the root of the problem is spiritual and moral. Because what they will try to do is apply a fleshly solution to a spiritual moral problem, and that's when it spirals. That's when it begins to grow even more like a ragweed. That's when it begins even more to spiral out of control and become an even bigger mess. Because you are literally feed what they do is they feed it, they don't kill it. You know, they feed the root, they don't twist and pull that root out. And that takes the spiritual working in conjunction with that. That takes legal spiritual laws. And the covenant we have through Jesus Christ, and understanding the word of God and understanding these spiritual laws to go after the root. All you will do is add fertilizer to the root as an intellectual of a problem like that. This is why now we see, nobody's perfect, so we see it in the church too, but this is why with many of these intellectuals, you see their personal lives are an absolute train wreck because there's no foundation of who created. Right, marriage, who created morality, you know, who was the creator? The foundation isn't there. So their personal lives are on quicksand. And that eventually will spill over into applying it in their jobs. So that's where it gets difficult. Now, does God call some into? Yeah, they don't, Cyrus was called by God, and I don't know if he was totally aware he was called by God. There were others that were not believers necessarily in Scripture that God used, because God can use anybody he wants. So some of these truly may be appointed there by God, and God may work on them over time. Others, it is a perfect storm beginning to form, that will cause thunderous chaos within the administration if the Lord doesn't rectify it.
You know, Amanda, I've talked to my audience a lot about the condition the world is in being the fault of the believers for not obeying God, not remaining close to God. And I think that that's precisely what we see in the Old Testament again and again and again. God's people say, "Oh, yes, we'll serve you, Lord," and they fall away. And then, "Oh, yes, we'll serve you, Lord," and they fall away. And it's the same thing that we've been living through. And I think for that reason, the Lord wrote in the Bible, 1 Peter 4:17, judgment begins with the house of the Lord. I mean, we're talking about these people who are appointed by Trump that need to be sifted out, but it doesn't start there. It starts with the church.
Does start with the church. God is very clear about that. If we want God to judge nations and our enemies and enemies of America, then judgment first begins in the house of God. So what you see right now is you see a parallel happening. What is happening in the political is happening in the church. What is happening in the church is happening in the political. They're running parallel. We just watched this Saul David, right? Parallel play out in the political, and it literally went right into the church without missing out a beat, because it's running parallel right now. And we have to recognize that as the church, and vice versa, what happens in the church, you're going to see similar scandals break out in the political, because at the root, it's the same issue. You see, God is dealing with the same root that has offshoots, right, into the political and into the church, but it's the same root. So he's going after truly the root of the issue, which truly is the same for these two areas, and that's why they're running parallel.
Amanda, I know you've had several, at least two, prayer meetings for the Trump family and the extended people around them. Do you also have their ear in any way directly?
I mean, I have where I can, message their assistance. We have mutual friends in common with some of us. I can, I can always, if I had to, I guess, use that avenue to get a message, so I can do it that way. I am praying and just kind of trying to submit to the Lord in that, into where He may want me in all of that, because God makes a way. So, and we've done the three nights of prayer for them, and it has been amazing, and Eric Trump has been a part of that. Lara Trump has also been a part of some of the nights of prayer. Alina Haba has been a part of some of the nights of prayer. We've had other amazing people, on in ministry and in the political. Roger Stone is another one that's been a part of it. Dr. Lance Wallnau has been a part of it as well. And so we've had, quite a few amazing people. Robin Bullock also has been a part of it. So we, come together, and there you go. There's the parallel again, the church and the political coming together for that. Why? Because at the root, it's the same. God is dealing with the same issue. So I'm praying about that, and I'm trusting the Lord that if the Lord wants me there, now is God opening certain doors? Well, yes, he is, because let me see what Friday. I want to give you the appropriate date. Today is Thursday, right? So Friday, December 6th, I was invited to go down to the UN by the Israeli ambassador, and I've been given permission to talk about this publicly, otherwise I would never, by the Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, and his advisor, Aviv Aish, invited me, because he was appointed to the UN again, to come down and have a meeting and to be shown the inner workings of the UN. So I went. I anointed my feet and I anointed my hands, because I said, everywhere I walk in that place, Lord, is going to be anointed. And the Lord made it clear for me to do that. So we went down, me and Chris, and we had the meeting. And he wants to get me involved with certain things with the UN. And I thought, well, guess what? Someone's got to go be a light in a dark place there, because when you walk in, your spirit goes, yuck. Like, that's what your spirit does when you walk into the UN. You're spiritually sensitive. You're like, ooh. But they're lovely. Danny Dannon and Aviv and Eden, who came out and got us, even they're lovely people. And so we had a very nice meeting, and we talked about my involvement. And we're going to be going down there for certain things when called upon, because the disciples went into the highways and the byways and areas that were not favorable. You
Right.
see, somehow in the Western church, we've gotten the idea that we are only supposed to go into areas that are favorable. But if you look at scripture, Daniel, Esther, Joseph, look at the positions they were placed in areas that were not favorable to Jews. So God will send us into those areas because when we're sent in, it begins to affect change in the realm of the spirit, which brings forth change in the natural. So we have to understand as believers in this time, God is going to send us into areas that the church may see as not favorable, that people that have a very superficial mindset will be, why are they even going to that? That's not godly, or that's not, no, because God has to send us in there on assignment to affect change. And we have to understand that this is the season to do this. God
Absolutely.
has given us a window of grace. We're in the year 5785. It's flanked by fives, which has to do great with grace and behold an announcement. It's the Hebrew letter hey. That's what it sounds like in Hebrew. Hey, like hi, behold an announcement, but we've been given a window with this. And God is going to send us into these areas. People go, the UN is evil. Well, so was King Nebuchadnezzar's court, so was Pharaoh's court, so was what King Ahasuerus and Haman were doing, all dark. But God sent his servants in to effect change. And so at that, I see the Lord beginning to open doors like that. And I'm willing to do it. It's not easy, but I'm like, Lord, if that's where you're going to send me, I'm willing to go. And that's what we have to be in this time. Lord, if you're sending me into that, I'm willing to go.
And getting back to what we were talking with judgment beginning with the house of the Lord, a very prudent place for every one of us, each one of us who are listening right now, is to begin with our prayers in the presence of the Lord, doors closed, and ask the Lord to examine our hearts. Find out if there's any wicked way in me. Let us be repentant. Let us be in position that the Lord can send us at a moment's notice, that there would be nothing standing in our way of being able to say yes and being effective for God's kingdom purposes.
Amen to that, and in order for us to be effective, and I'll tell you, many times before broadcasts, before I go on interviews, not only do I take communion to get my heart posture correct before the Lord, but I say, create me, Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We constantly have to be cleansing that and checking ourselves and asking the Lord to examine us and what is unrighteous in us to cleanse. We constantly have to, because we're fallen. We're fallen. I mean, praise God, we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, that we have a covenant with Almighty God through, because the flesh is at enmity with God.
Absolutely. And all the more reason for us to reflect on what this Christmas season really is about and what it really means, and the gift, the extraordinary gift that God personally gave to each and every one of us. As we kind of wrap this up, I've been looking at Christmas this year especially as being very, very meaningful, uniquely, as it, I don't think it has been ever in my lifetime been this way. And it's because of the strong presence of the political, the government, and the government is on Christ's shoulders. I mean, there's a great tension, but there's also such hope before us right now. And I know even Kim Clement spoke of happy Christmas after a hypnotic November and a strange July. Well, we've certainly had those. So I'm looking forward to a happy Christmas. What would you like to say to encourage my listeners on this Christmas day when this podcast first posts?
Be willing to serve, not only around this time of year, but throughout the year. There's a lot of people, or this time of year too is a very sad time of year for them. They don't have families, or there are things going on. You know what? Look beyond yourself and look to go serve somebody else during this time. Whatever it is, whether you're going to a soup kitchen, whether you want to go to a retirement home, a nursing home, and be a blessing to those individuals, whether you want to go, to where orphans are, where to people in your neighborhood that are shut-ins, be, worry about serving. That will fill that void that is there. That will begin to fill it. Because when we get introspective about our loneliness, that's when the enemy really can get us about that. You're never alone when you have Almighty God. He's always there. He is always there for you to talk to. He is always there. He takes orphans and he puts them in families. He takes those that have been displaced and he puts them in families. Remember that this time of year to serve and to give and to look beyond yourself in the midst of this, because we are called to be servants. We are called to be salt and light. And around this time of year right now, with everything that is happening right in the nation, we should be steadfast in preaching the good news that Jesus Christ was born to this earth of a virgin, and that he died at Calvary, and he purchased us by the shedding of his blood. And it was the most immense gift humanity could ever receive, which is the gift of eternal life. So you have already received the greatest gift you will ever receive in any Christmas, in any holiday, in any time of year, and that is the gift of salvation. Right. So that focus on that this Christmas. I encourage the cabinet too of the Trump administration to think retro to think of, upon that right now, in the midst of the window of grace that we've been given.
Good words, Amanda. I want to say Merry Christmas to you and
Merry
Chris and
Christmas.
everybody at Ark of Grace.
Thank you.
And I look forward to talking with you more next week on New Year's Day.
Oh, thank you, Pam. God bless your family.
Thank you. Amanda had told me how people have expressed upset with her having a Christmas tree in her office. And while what we call a Christmas tree today had its origin in pagan practices, I would ask people to recognize the progress that Christians have made by redeeming pagan practices. As she said, the birthday cake had pagan origin, but it's no longer being used as it once was. The whole point of Christianity, which began with the birth of Christ, the promised Redeemer, is to take back, is to redeem all areas the enemy of God has stolen. Wherever there are pagan false gods worshipped and rituals practiced, for Christians to take it over is a good thing. Amanda also spoke of the importance of our words. The words we speak have the power of life and death, blessings and cursings. Her critique of Donald Trump, who has been known to say more than once, quote, "People say God spared my life for this or that." Well, he needs to personalize God's redemption of him and say, "God spared my life for his purposes." And in gratitude, Donald Trump needs to be willing to live his life according to God's revealed purpose. The best way for any of us to express gratitude to God for all he has done is to live our lives for him, to live according to his purposes. My husband and I have several situations where we chose to be deliberate with our words so we could be in position to receive God's miraculous intervention. One was when the doctors diagnosed my husband with colon cancer. We never said, quote, "David has cancer," end quote. We would say, "The doctors say he has cancer." And we spent the time he was in treatment and surgery proclaiming God's promises of healing, decreeing and declaring what God says he wants for his children. And in David's case, God sent him through surgery and the doctors found the cancer completely encapsulated and very easily removed. To this day, David is cancer-free. You know, when I started this podcast, it was in part out of frustration for not seeing more miracles among the body of Christ. Jesus said we would do greater works than he did, but in my lifetime and experience, it seemed the church or the ecclesia was producing less and less miracles. I know the Bible says even Jesus couldn't do miracles where he was met with unbelief. And with the increase of evil all around the world, even including the church, I could see why we weren't doing more miracles than Jesus. But I didn't understand why God wasn't intervening with major outbreaks of revival to redeem the times. If it breaks my heart to see people suffering and not living the victorious life Christ died to give us, imagine how it breaks God's. Well, not only has God been intervening these past 4+ years, He is cleaning up and clearing out, calling His people to repentance so that His miracle-working power is not only evident, but not a single person will be able to take credit for what He does. Everyone will agree it could only be God. As Amanda said, this is a time of major transition, not only in our governments, but in the church. There is a parallel of exposing and tearing down evil wherever it exists, in both the church, or better stated, the ecclesia, and government or politics. Not only is God exposing and clearing out evil, He is calling and positioning righteous men and women into positions of leadership and influence. I have many times asked you to consider what God is calling you to do. Each of the 7 mountains of influence need to have righteous men and women in place to advance God's kingdom will. We have already experienced what comes of a society when God is removed, and clearly the majority of people in the world do not want our world to remain in the corrupt and oppressive condition it is in. Yes, God is answering our prayers, but as Amanda expressed, it is essential that God's people serve and work consistent with God's will if we want to experience the fullness of God's promises. Amanda touched on the fact for many, Christmas is a difficult time of year because of various losses, and her recommendation to get involved by serving others is excellent advice. People who have something greater than themselves to live for are those who will always experience joy. While I hope each of us discover our passions and our God-intended purpose in life, allowing us to identify where, what, and who we can help advance, it is my prayer that every person who hears this podcast is aligned with the greatest purpose of all, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. When Jesus becomes our first love, when being rightly related with God the Father through faith in Jesus is our highest aim, when obedience to the Holy Spirit is our deepest desire, then and only then do we live the glorious life God wants for His children. I know what I'm talking about because I lived the first nearly 30 years of my life for myself. Oh, I thought I was a Christian because I said the prayer for Jesus to be my forever friend when I was a little girl. I thought that prayer was my ticket to heaven when I died. In reality, I lived wanting Jesus to be the Savior of my eternal life while I wanted to remain Lord of my earthly existence. And that belief system produces nothing of God, nothing of any lasting good. It wasn't until the life I'd made came crashing down on me, when I genuinely called out to God, that I found true personal fulfillment that nothing on earth can compare or compete with. From that moment, when I wanted God to be Lord of my life because I'd proven on my own all I could do was make a mess of my life, I have enjoyed the greatest purpose and genuine lasting fulfillment, and there has been no desire to ever return to my former ways. I willingly surrendered my whole life to Jesus and was joined in everlasting love with God the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit in my living room just before Christmas in 1984. That was the first time I'd actually experienced everything God wants for us, beginning with Christmas and into eternity. I sincerely hope you have already received the greatest gift anyone could possibly receive. And I hope you understand the best way for you to express your gratitude is to give what you can to others, to bless them in Jesus' name. If, however, you realize you are not 100% committed to Jesus as your Savior and Lord, why not let this Christmas be the first time you actually experience everything God wants for you? It is as simple as speaking directly to Jesus, letting Him know you don't want to be estranged from Him any longer, and you want to be in the family of God, that you want to be free from a life of sin and separation by receiving Christ's gift of redemption. That's it. And when you say words to that effect from your heart, you will be eternally transformed with a new purpose, hope, and joy in this life and for all eternity. And with that, the only thing I have left to say is Merry Christmas. Next week, Amanda Grace will again be my guest as she shares some of what she sees in our future with the new year, 2025. Now, I ask you to please listen to my closing announcements and to take advantage of the many goods and services I bring you in an effort to at least cover the costs of this podcast. It may seem far off, but most people make plans for a significant vacation about a year in advance. So if you haven't already expressed interest in traveling with us in October 2025, now is the time to do so. We want to have about 30 people total because this size group works best for the specific tour I have in mind. We'll be walking the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. I'm using the time between now and February 2025 to determine if we have enough interest, and the trend indicates we definitely should. We have just about 30 people on the list now, but I'd like to have more because when it comes to the actual day of making a commitment, things could have changed, and I want to be able to have at least 30 actually attend the tour. So if you think you'd like to be part of the Faith to Live By Christian tour with me in Greece during October 2025, now is the time to get your name and number in your party on the list. There's no obligation at this point. You're just expressing your interest. While the specific details are subject to change, as it stands now, the week-long tour will include 4 nights at Divani Palace Acropolis Hotel in Athens, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Amelia Hotel in Delphi, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Grand Meteora Hotel in Kalambaka with breakfast, 2 nights at Mediterranean Palace Hotel in Thessaloniki, that includes breakfast, 2 dinners at local restaurants, tour guide throughout, deluxe coach throughout, admissions to museums and sites, tips to guides, drivers, and restaurants, and all local taxes. Estimated cost per person double occupancy room is about $3,000. Attendees need to arrange their own air travel to and from the Athens International Airport. To get your name on the list, send an email to faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com with the word Greece in the subject line. In the body of the email, provide your name, contact information, and number of people you expect to be in your party. This will place your name on the interested in attending list, but does not obligate you in any way. It merely assures you have first right of refusal come February 2025 when down payments are due. If you didn't get the details written down that I just shared, simply visit my Beyond the Podcast page using the link in the show notes. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, and consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how not only to use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so more Christians are learning how to share their faith. You can learn more by using the link in the show notes. For now, I offer my weekly podcast, my blog, and bi-monthly e-newsletter at no cost. And certainly, I have hard costs associated with doing all I do. If you've been blessed by my work and would like to help my work reach others, why not consider partnering with me? For as little as $10 a month, you can become a partner. Then together, we can reach even more people for Jesus. Simply visit my Pamela Christian Ministries homepage and then click on the Give button at the top menu bar. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to the Give page using the link in the show notes. To become a partner, you can use my PayPal or Venmo account, but you will also see other ways you can support my work on that page. Whether you choose to become a monthly partner, give a one-time donation, purchase my books and products from my web store, or support my affiliate sponsors, anything you can do to help me continue this work would be greatly appreciated. And as always, your prayers and telling others about me and my ministry work is much needed. When it comes to my selection of affiliate sponsors, I first look for Christian-owned and operated businesses, and I make a point of personally using the products or services so I can fully endorse them. I seek sponsors that offer products or services you can get via the internet worldwide, and I specifically consider what is common to most people universally. So you'll find health, beauty, and wellness products through Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements and from Operation Tomahawk and from QE Strong. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements are truly amazing and are available to my listeners for a 5% discount per purchase or a 10% discount for a monthly subscription using the promo code FTLB. Operation Tomahawk is a membership purchase program with an American-owned and operated company offering personal and household care products that are not made of toxins or genetically modified ingredients. Stop buying national brands from corporations that are part of the deep state cabal. Use the link in the show notes, and from the drop-down menu under How Did You Hear About Us, select Pamela Christian, Faith to Live By. You may have heard my interview with Rob Renee about QE Strong. Discover the benefits of quantum energy to overcome all sorts of ailments. Visit QEStrong.com and use the promo code FTLB at checkout to receive your discount. Then, my newest affiliate I'm really excited to bring you is Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming Television. People with United States addresses can get over 3,000 channels, including live TV with streaming television, without a contract. Get all of your local networks and favorite movie and sports and pay-per-view channels for about half of what cable costs. See the video promo link in the show notes to learn more. Affiliate sponsors only provide financial support to me when you purchase what they offer. So before you support Amazon or any other retailer, if I offer what you're looking for, please purchase through me. When it comes to special occasions, birthdays, or Christmas gifts, consider my books, jewelry, CDs, and more from my web store or any of the affiliate goods and services I offer. When you purchase from my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to receive a 20% discount. Again, you'll find all the links in the show notes. If you like the content and resource material I bring you with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover much more on social media than I can with this weekly podcast. And if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. I offer encouragement, special offers, and one of my signature recipes with each and every edition. Yep, I'm a foodie and I love to entertain, which is why Faith, Family, Friends, and Food is a bonus segment of my bi-monthly e-newsletter. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page, Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. On that page, I also ask you to help me learn more about you and what you want by completing the form visible once you scroll down that page. And something that is very easy for you to do and would mean a lot to me is for you to rate, subscribe, or comment on this podcast according to what your preferred listening platform allows. You know how it works. The more likes and subscriptions to this podcast, the more opportunity we have to expand the listening audience. And that means we can reach more people with the gospel message of Jesus while helping people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.